The USDA is taking some proactive steps to help protect the U.S. border. I'm Keith Lundberg with your WNAX Farm News Update. This Farm News Update is being brought to you by Farmers Union Insurance. For a no-obligation quote, contact a local agent today. As the USDA actively looks into a recent case of the New World screwworm in Mexico, they're also increasing an already aggressive approach to keep this threat out of our country.
We are still gathering information on that case, and we have boots on the ground in Mexico determining exactly what happened there. We have people who are in Mexico right now determining what the situation is, why it was not caught, and why that movement actually occurred.
That's the USDA's Deputy Undersecretary for Marketing and Regulatory Programs, Lauren Stump. She said the USDA is taking proactive steps to track the screwworm issue in Mexico.
A lot of this work happens focusing on what's happening in Mexico, how do we stop that pest from spreading in Mexico, and in being partners with them in eradication to protect the U.S. southern border, we have to enhance that U.S. oversight and surveillance. We've got to get better case reporting, lock down that animal movement that's happening in Mexico to prevent further spread, and at the same time, we're providing traps and lures for screwworms, so we really have an accurate assessment of where the pest is. We're doing proactive trapping in areas where we know it is not yet, so that we have that proactive early signaling.
She said programs are being utilized and enhanced, which include the use of tick riders and detector dogs.
We've ramped up hiring of the tick riders, so those are the cattle fever tick patrol officers and other staff who will focus on border surveillance. We've trained tick riders now to look for, inspect, and be able to treat any animals that are infested with New World screwworm that they might encounter along the border.
With your WNAX Farm News Update brought to us by Farmers Union Insurance, I'm Keith Lundberg.